Blog Talk Radio.
Power. Guess who's back? Here we go. It's 94.
Power.
What's next?
Power. Into my world.
I guess this year gonna be a motherfucker for real niggas. I swear these brain haters ain't gotta take the power.
Our radio show that talks about relationships and the issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, or currently in one. We also talk about real issues that are going on between sexes and how to change it around. Are you trying to find Mr. or Mrs. Right and keep ending up with the loser? Are you trying to figure out why things keep going wrong? If you say yes, then you're at the right place. At Nothing But The Truth, we're going to give you truthful advice that will help you get the relationship you want to be in and maintain it. Now I'm going to introduce you to the cast. My name is...
Lisa, this gets into it. That's a recording. But this is your boy, Mr. F. Brooks. And everything's doing well here, you know. We're doing well. And I got someone that's out here with me. You know, yeah, you heard from the summer because he was doing a little stuff, working on things himself. It's Mr. Vaughn. How you doing, Mr. Vaughn?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing real good, man. How's everything going?
I mean, it's been a little shaky and stuff, but I mean, it's all good. I mean, we got a lot of people out here that sit here talking crazy stuff, you know, doing their thing. You know, some people saying they're real, some people saying they're not real, so I mean, I don't even deal with it too much. But how was your summer going?
Well, it's been going pretty well. Got some interesting research going on. Got a lot of good data, not only about girls and relationships, guys, all kinds of things. I've been doing a lot of stuff on stereotypes and how people perceive that shit. It's been going pretty good. I finished a book, too. I'm going to have it published pretty soon. As soon as I get the chance, I'm just revising it right now, but everything's going well.
Now, let me ask you something. I mean, I know I'm on a phone line here. How does it sound? I mean, is it sounding clear? It's a little choppy.
It's a little choppy.
Okay, okay. We're going to deal with that in a second, folks, because I want to make sure we get the information clear. If you can hold with us 1 second, we'll play a selected tune and get back with you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, folks. Sorry about the technical difficulty. How do I sound now, Mr. LeBron?
You still sound a little bit, but it's better than before.
Yeah, I have some reception problems here in this area of Greensboro. But, yeah, like I was saying, earlier that, you know, we have people dealing with issues, a lot of relationship problems, all crazy stuff been going on. Now, today we're going to talk about the real deal from a sexual orientation for freshmen in college. Yeah, I know Mr. LeBron was telling us, you know, he had a good summer. I had a crazy summer. I don't know about y'all, man. I've been dealing with some fat ass motherfuckers that's been talking crazy to me, to be honest. We got people hating on the show. Mr. LeBron, I know I let you read that hate, man. What did you think about that?
Well, you're always going to have people that talk shit for no reason, and I've been dealing with a lot of that, too, quite ironically, but I just learned to ignore it and pretend like the shit really doesn't exist, because that's what you have to do. You're always going to have somebody that might not agree with you or might get rubbed the wrong way without even fucking knowing who you are, so you just really got to ignore it and just see it for what it is. I mean, there's always going to be people that you're going to have disagreements and differences with, so whenever people start shit like that, I'm like, well, you know, at the end of the day, it's still a proposition, still your opinion, it's not a fact, so I really don't care, you know?
Yeah, I see it too. I was helping one girl out, she asked me about one person, and all the person's listening, because I really want to tell them the truth about that person. I won't go into details, I'm not giving out no names, but you know who you are. And it's getting naive here because a lot of people get tricked up with some of these dudes out here. These dudes that say they're playing games with girls' minds. Girls get hurt. How they get hurt. They got this new personality that every man's evil. And it's not looking too good for us guys that he was doing right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's why we want to talk about sexual orientation. I'm going to ask you one more time. How's the reception coming? Because you sound a little bit better on my end. Is reception clear on your end? Still hearing me?
Oh, it's still a little messed up, man.
Okay, I'm about to step outside for more folks before I even say a message. I'm calling to make sure I can get the clear line. Just hold us one more second. I'll let Mr. LeBron take over the control of the top line. So if someone calls in, you can get to see it and read it.
Just hold on a second, folks. Still a little ghetto here. You know how Blog Talk gets every now and then, so just waiting on it.
Okay. Mr. LeBron, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. How am I sounding now? Is it still choppy?
Oh, yeah, it's still choppy, man. I think it's just something going on with this reception thing. I don't think it's a good line.
Okay, we're going to still go on with the show. I'm about to go ahead and hit y'all up the truth here. Jump on to it. And I don't want to be scared, because I'm about to take y'all into the real game here, because a lot of people are sitting here playing games, wasting time, and I'm tired of all these delays, people getting hurt up and shit. But, I mean, they come to me. I mean, I don't know about you, Ms. Law, but they come to you after some shit goes down. had problems after that, you warned them prior.
Yeah.
Well, I think now, in our perspective, when we was talking about the sexual orientation, folks, we're talking about freshmen having classes. Because a lot of people get hurt up because going on that year. Now, I know y'all wondering why is he talking about sexual orientation. The reason why I'm talking about it is that the fact is you got a lot of people out here sitting around talking about some nonsense, talking about how they're supposed to do things, how things are supposed to be, and then they get caught up in the bullshit because someone told them that, and the person on the other side did not tell them that they got fucked up, you know? But sexual orientation or sexual college freshman orientation should be implemented in classrooms. I mean, it should be a mandatory class because as a college freshman, you get freedom. And we all been in college, most of us. Mr. Vaughn's in college. I was in college. And you get a lot of freedom. How was your freshman year when you first got on the yard, Mr. LeVon?
Well, it was okay for me. I came in later anyway than I was supposed to because I had some medical stuff I had to deal with right as soon as I graduated in 04. So when I came to G in 06, it was pretty interesting. You got to know people. They weren't as, how could you say, horrific as they are nowadays. One of the things that me and my friends were joking about, in fact, was that it's no longer, Girls Gone Wild. It's like Girls Gone Slutty now. Straight up. They actually had a better, head on their shoulders back then, but now it's out there. It's like girls literally go to parties before school starts, and then they just try to get fucked up and have sex.
That's true. It's very true, because you got a lot of people out here doing the nasty and not thinking a lot about that shit that's going on here. But I'm about to hit y'all up with some real shit. When I came up here at A&T my freshman year, the shit was not that wild, but I mean, it wasn't hard to get any pussy, to be honest with you. I mean, a lot of people sitting out here throwing that shit out, just throwing it out, saying, yeah, I can do this for you if you be with me, you know, if you let me lick you off, shit like that. And a lot of guys who never ain't got any pussy in their hometown got options now, a lot of options to pick from as far as who they want to be with, who's going to be screwing who, and how it's going to be, you know? And on that note right there, a lot of people fall for the hype that, you know, this person really do like me. They really like me because they told me I was cute. They bought me something to eat. They told me that, you know, I was the only woman in their lives. Shit like that. And a lot of girls get tricked up that freshman year because they told us at A&T because it's really a problem at the HBCUs. A lot of girls catching some shit, and guys are catching shit too, but it's certain the girls, it could change their life. It could change both people's lives, but with the women, it shows. You get what I'm saying? You come home from college your freshman year, that first semester, come home with a baby in your stomach. And what your family's saying to you, you know, they're like, damn, that's all she was fit for. She was wild. They shouldn't have her back, you know. I think that it should be implemented. In my opinion, I think it should be implemented to two semesters freshman year. Because a lot of people think, you know, you're crazy. Yeah, we adults. You might be adults, but you might not have an experience as far as dealing with this nonsense that's going on. Because some people, I knew some people left and right that was with me in college. They didn't make it. They made it freshman year. They barely got through freshman year and they failed to get to complete the second part of their sophomore year in college. Because they was going into them parties, taking all those dicks up in their asses, and sitting here playing that nonsense. And you really don't want to get caught up in no shit like that. Now, folks, if you want to say anything about this or you want to talk about that, you can welcome to call in at 646-716-7911. Now, if y'all got any comments, y'all can also go in and talk to us on the website itself, blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. That's two ways to access and get to the chat room or talk to us and leave your opinion. Now, we're going to go into the special orientation. We're not going to take up the whole 60 minutes. We really want to go in and talk about the whole situation that's going on. Now, Mr. Levant, I know you did some statistics at school at one time about people using unprotected sex. And, I mean, could you reiterate on that? Because I know we got a new season here. This is the second season, the first show. And I just really wanted to see, you know, what did you get from that study?
Well, from that study, you know, basically, I just asked people five different questions. The first one was, were they sexually active, things like that. The second one was, if there was no such thing as contraception, would they still have unprotected sex? And then if they said yes to that question, I would ask them if it would be more or less often. Last one, basically about how they felt about how contraception was displayed in the media, and there's a few other questions, things of that nature. I got some interesting results. Some of the people I talked to, for instance, the fellas, and this was out of 38 people that I asked, 19 men, 19 women, and the fellas, about 26% of them said that they would still have sex if there was no such thing as contraception. And then for the ladies, about 32% of them said that they would still have sex if there was no such thing as contraception. So it really showed a whole lot. Some of them were having unprotected sex, in fact, after I talked to them in a private, you know, interview just to get a little more information about the whole situation. And it was like playing with fire almost, because they had the typical used car salesman thing where if you have this person that you're supposedly able to trust, either a little busted baby thing, then you know every time you go to them, you don't have nothing to worry about. They're never going to betray you, none of that shit. So it was really dicey how they handled it.
Wow. Because I ran across a situation like that. I know I was telling you about this prior to the show, and I told you folks that this has been a crazy summer, but this girl that I've been speaking to, I won't say no names, but people who associate with me know me, they realize who I'm talking about. But this person came out and told me that they wanted to have my baby. Straight up, no joke. Talking about, I want to have your baby. I was like, wait, we don't date. We had our clear intentions. Look, we can do our thing. I'm going to use a condom. I don't go with you. You don't go with me. Clear, with no vague shit going on here. So I don't want no one calling up here telling me, you must have let her on. I ain't letting no one on. But her thing was that she want to have a baby. Now, there's some girls out there on campus that go to school deliberately to get a man. Their parents told them, it's the only time you're going to find some men that's basically doing something with their lives, really. A whole bunch of them put together in one area. So you better make sure you get one. And so I'm thinking, you know, I can get this dude to give me a baby. Now, she don't know anything about my status. If I, you know, she didn't even question that. I questioned it on her, but she felt offended. And what type of shit is that? You know, when Mr. Levant's giving some statistics about people who prefer to use unprotected sex, because they don't question, well, maybe this person gaps. Just because I look healthy doesn't mean anything. And that's what really goes on where I mean that we need to go on with sexual orientation. Because if you point out to people these are the main causes, you bring people into the classrooms that got this shit and talked about their ordeal, I think a lot of people will think twice about sleeping with someone with no condoms at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. The person argue up and down that she wants this, she wants that. She don't care. She just wanted for me because I'm a good man. Shit like that. And you don't know. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. And a lot of people out here are sitting here playing around thinking, well, it's all good. You know, sex feels good. Yeah, sex feels good. You're right. It feels good.
Hello?
But can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, I got you, man.
I was saying that a lot of people are saying, well, sex feels good. Yeah, sex feels real good. Gotta understand, a lot of people doing some freaky ass shit in here, you know. Just like the other night, I was telling Mr. LeBron, I was telling him this today while we was riding to the studio, that basically, me and my boys went to the underground, If you don't know where that's at, that's over there on Battleground Avenue, right across from the IHOP. It's a laid-back place, but it's way too laid-back, in my opinion. I get there, I talk to this white girl, we're sitting here chilling, and I'm asking her about, you know, about having a dance with her. And she's like, you know, I have a man, but I don't mind, you just have to ask him. I said, okay, whatever, you know. I mean, she still wants to talk, but I said, something ain't right about this. Okay, when I come back, after I get my drink, tell me why she's kissing another woman and her man is upset. And when her man addresses this shit, he addresses it like, what the fuck you doing? She tries to say her excuse was that it's not her fault. The girl put it on her. But she kissed her back. She didn't push her off. She took it. Mm. Now, really, if that's your want, that's kind of disrespectful for the man himself because he's with his girl. He already got problems with dudes wanting to talk to his girl, but now she's fucking kissing a woman, and this girl's trying to eat her out in the club. What type of shit is this? Really? Do you not think we should have sexual orientation? You know, folks? Oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, never mind, don't keep going.
Yeah, I totally agree. One of the funny things about the whole sexual orientation thing is that when most parents, especially the ones that are very conservative, hear about sexual orientation being offered for, like, in school, things of that nature, they get all apprehensive and think they're going to be teaching their children the missionary position or some nonsense like that. It's not all about, you know, sexual ed, you know what I mean, when it comes to that kind of thing. They're not going to be going that far in depth. They're teaching them the basics of it, their anatomy, things like that, how to take care of themselves, how to be responsible individuals. And that's very important in our society because we want to sit here and blame all these kids that are out here, what, having sex at very young ages, having tons of kids, just really making a lot of foolish decisions in their lives. And yet, we want to somehow blame them for it when we are not even teaching them about the basics of these things. I mean, of course, it's hard for parents to talk about discussions like that because in some cases it can be very uncomfortable, you know? Most children are raised on a little fairy tale type of thing about the little stork that comes and drops babies in the mother's lap, things like that. And when we're faced with a lot of this risque stimuli when it comes to the mainstream media and whatnot, we want to sit here and become all happy, apprehensive and get angry and be like, well, look what they're putting up there. It's like, well, your children should know how to differentiate between what's real, what isn't, and really learn how to be responsible individuals. You're sitting there putting them on a boat, in a boat with no paddle, down a fucking, what, waterfall? And then you want to blame them for their wrong mistakes? Hell, it starts in the house. It always starts in the house.
Yeah. I'm glad he brought that out because, you know, the lady that's running for vice president, Sarah Planning or something like that, governor of Alaska, she was saying that at one point, and one of her policies as governor, that she believed that you shouldn't have to have condoms, basically, that you should just practice abstinence. But you know, and I know, that's not going to be able to work, you know, because the thing is, with people are going to do things regardless, whether you tell them right or wrong. But the thing is, you should inform them of the consequences of what happens if you go around sleeping around with anyone. Show them consequences. That way, there won't be no, I mean, it really is not about excuses when people are like, whose fault it is. It will pop in their head if you walk in there in the classroom and someone say, I have AIDS. I got AIDS my first night on college campus. Or I contracted HIV, messed with one of these dudes on campus, and I was a virgin, and he was the only one. I think a lot of girls that freshmen are going to wise up to that shit. They're not going to fall into, like, if I give him some pussy, he'll like me more. Because I know a lot of freshmen out there, and I dealt with freshmen before, that thought that if they do this, that they'd be in the end club. But some of these upperclassmen know the game. They've been around here for long enough. They ain't trying to mess up anyone's style, but I'm trying to help out some of these girls out here and some of the guys there. Because some of the guys are thinking, well, I want to get pussy. I don't care how I get it, as long as I get it. I'm getting fucked up because you might be talking to a girl He could be an upperclassman, have something, and everyone in that class or above knows about the girl, but as a freshman, you don't. I had that situation come up on me many times before when I was a freshman. One girl asked me to come over there to a place, chill with her. She did some freaky shit. She wanted me to hit. I had no condoms, and I pushed her off to the side. Not before too long, because she didn't tell me this was the plan. Not before too long, summer school hit. She's got a baby inside her stomach. And I added up, asked her how many months she was. She said about 3 months. Okay, summer school started, I don't know, around, well, I went in June or something like that. Okay. You point that out. That was right around the time she told me to go mess with her. That could have been a setup. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. That's really ridiculous, and that's what happens. People go out here having unprotected sex, and they don't know that they're getting pushed into games and shit. They just jump off first chance they get doing stupid stuff. Listening to that, what is it, that Plies bullshit, talking about busted baby and stuff, thinking that they're in love. It's real funny to me, honestly. Very funny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is for real. Now, I would like to say that some people out here, I can hear me clear enough, some of the things you talk about are we're very common with what we talk about. A lot of people don't like what we say. As you know, we have some stuff that we say will offend you. We're not here to scare one half. We're here to tell people the truth, and the truth hurts sometimes. And there's too many of y'all out here opening y'all legs and taking wrong dicks for fun. And
you're crazy.
That's not cool. That's not cool. And y'all dumbass niggas out here who sit up here, brag about how you went up in someone raw. Y'all gonna find out the short way when your dicks fall off, to be honest. Because a lot of people are being careless. And you don't want to ruin your future. I mean, your future's a bright man. When you get to college, I really want to focus on the college people because I really know this stuff. I was in college. I saw some of my friends get fucked up. You really don't want to get in a situation that puts you where you got to take pills for the rest of your life. Or that your stomach's going to be hurting the rest of life. Or your lifestyle would completely change for the rest of your life. As for where you was active, going along, having fun. Now you have to take all this medication just to keep up with your friends. That's not cool. And don't be thinking about Valtrex thinking that's all okie-dokie. Because you're not going to go to the hospital looking all happy or doctor's offices. You got herpes and shit like that. Yeah, if they say they can treat it, but it's not curable, it's not no happy story. You still got that shit. I don't know how many dudes out there will still talk to a woman who got herpes. But how many women out here will talk to a guy who has herpes? I mean, in this type of lifestyle that we're living in the 21st century, it's not like that. I don't know what people are smoking on. I'd rather people be honest. All right, for people that stop bullshitting around, let's be honest, say what's on your mind, whatever's on your mind would be okay. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't want to see that. A lot of people want to sit around and take the fact that you sleeping with Bob, Bob is sleeping with Susie, Susie's sleeping with Jake, and Jake is sleeping with Tom. Mm-hmm. But once we put that out to you, no, that ain't true, that ain't true. You need to know about this shit that goes down on college campuses. And I hate to say that, you know, we wanted to do the show earlier, but we had to get stuff situated. I hope it's not too late for some of y'all ladies out there, especially some of you guys out there who think, you know, this girl's just single, because I know a girl who let four niggas hit her raw back-to-back because she said she got down like that. And she got the nerve to be offended. LaVon, she had the nerve to be offended when a person asked for a blood test.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, how the fuck you gonna get offended after you told someone you slept with all these dudes unprotected? Because you prefer it that way.
It's just stupid. I mean, they treat it like it's a fashion statement, like it's cool to have unprotected sex with people that you don't know. It's not cool. There's nothing I don't know, nothing savvy, nothing wise, nothing hip about that shit. There's so many diseases out here that already exist in the world, so many diseases that you aren't even aware of that exist around you, and then there's countless more that are just being discovered in these times still. And you're out here having sex with somebody unprotected. You don't even know if they're able to, like, really be reliable individuals when it comes to sex. You don't know that shit.
Yeah.
You don't know how many people they've boned. One of my friends, matter of fact, because we used to have these kind of conversations before, and he was talking about how whenever he used to, like, he used to be a little fast, too, but he slowed down because he started thinking. And he was like, well, man, when it comes to sex, and I think about having sex with a girl, it's like, I think about that girl and I say, how many people has she had sex with? And then I start wondering, how many people has that person had sex with? And on and on and on and on. And I get real worried, so I always try to use protection and shit. And that's how people really need to look at it. It's just like a fucking hotel. You don't know how many people have been in the room that you've been in, how many people have slept in that same room, how many people who might have died in that damn room. You don't know that shit. You've got to be aware. I mean, that's what it, and that's how you should apply it when it comes to sex, when it comes to being healthy and making sure that you have a really good quality of life. You've got to be concerned about yourself as an individual, because if you aren't concerned about yourself, some nigga is going to walk all over your ass.
That's true. That's very true. A lot of people out there don't know that. You ain't talking about me. Yeah, we're talking about your asses right now. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know if this is raw dog AIDS or what. I mean, I know we got an election coming up, but, I mean, it shouldn't be that since election coming up that y'all should be raw dogging all the time. I mean, so that's, I would have a class like that. If I was to put some money into a school, I said, man, y'all got to put this in. They said, would you like to have a building name? I said, no. I would like y'all to have a class based off of this stuff. Because, I mean, you'll save a lot of lives right here. You'll have a lot of people's lives. Not, I'm not talking about someone die. I ain't talking about all the people who might catch something that's terminal. I'm talking about people who've gone through hell because they had a child. Like, if they only had a condom, it would have been all good, you know? But a lot of people are like, no, we don't want to talk about that. I think, you know, abstinence. But yeah, that's one of the solutions, but some people are still going to do it. We live in a society where we're geared around sex everywhere we look. We're a society that tells you to fuck everyone that looks good, have a nice car, have all this money. It's basically they kind of feed you shit to keep your mind off the real things that's on task here that's really important about life, like the issues of health care, the problems about unemployment that's going on. 700,000 jobs have been lost. But the thing is, they don't want you to look at the bad things, too. Well, six. The only thing you probably see right now is a Valtrex commercial. I hate to let y'all know, there's a lot more other shit out there than herpes.
It sure is. That's what I really think is funny, though, because the way they play these herpes commercials now is like they did. I remember I watched White Chicks one time, and I remember one of the characters in the movie was acting in a herpes commercial, and they had all this, like, sexual innuendo going on when they were talking and everything. And it was kind of funny to me because, like, now, ever since I've been paying a lot of attention to advertisements on television, it seems like every time they talk about genital herpes, they have some kind of illusion that makes you think. I mean, it really just makes it very sexual and it's tough. Like, oh yeah, I can have sex now because my outbreaks are under control and everything. It's nasty. I mean, who the hell is going to want to talk about some shit like that? That's just like going to somebody for a pedicure, and that person is giving you this pedicure. You paid the money for it and everything, but you have a really nasty foot fungus. That's just like going to them with that shit. It's like, oh, yeah, I've got this stuff that takes care of it, but, hell, they're still working on your shit, so it's still going to be nasty as hell. Those people are still having sex with your ass, regardless of whether or not you're having outbreaks and shit, not trying to discriminate, but just being honest. Some things you just don't talk about all out loud like that. That's nasty as shit. That's just like saying, oh, I'm taking this special medicine or this special drug that really controls my AIDS very well, so I can have sex with you now. I'm protected. You know, some shit like that. What if they came up with something that supposedly protected people from getting AIDS if they had sex with them unprotected? You know?
That would be funny, because I talked to one of my homegirls last night, and I told her about what they did up in New York, where they gave people a vaccine supposedly supposed to prevent you from getting HIV, and not only that it did not work, but it also increases the chances of you getting HIV, and they had to stop that damn test. They said the people who caught HIV naturally were less likely to get it quicker than these other people here that was having it, like took that vaccine. And a lot of people will throw gimmicks out there saying, you know, there is a shot that you don't have to worry about. I'm on a shot where I can't get nothing. Don't fall for it. Do not fall for it for real, because a lot of guys fall for a girl saying she's on a pill. Don't fall for that shit. Guys, don't fall for it. If you fall for that shit and she come out because she sees that you got a car, because I think, shit, people are trying to target me now because they think I got all this stuff. I'm just a normal person that's like me and you. I was telling Vaughn that when I pulled up, he was like, hey man, where'd you get that from? I said, it's just a rental car. You know, a lot of people are thinking, well, that must be a new car, if I didn't say that. But my guess for females pointing that out, oh, he got all that money because he bought a rental car. Rental cars don't cost that much. A lot of people see that. They see that you got an apartment. See, you got bills. I mean, that ain't shit. I mean, that's just the average person that's living.
Exactly.
And they want to see the picture as far as sexual orientation going, well, if I get up with him, I've convinced him, then I throw this ass on his dick, you know, shit like that, that he will let me be in his apartment, and he'll pay my bills, and dumb shit like that. It doesn't work like that. And for the ladies out there who thinking that we bullshitting, try that shit and see what happens, because these niggas will run out on your ass quicker than a heartbeat. Like I told you about the other girl, you know, want to have a baby. Even though we don't go together, anything like that, she want to have a baby.
Yeah.
Now, I've messed with her, and I said, okay, what if I did do it? Tell me, well, I want to know what role would you like to play in it. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about, what role? You just say you wanted a kid. And then that's telling me that you want a commitment.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. I told Mr. Vaughn, he said, that's a trap. I know it's a trap, and we're going to set that shit up straight as far as I'm not busting no nuts up and no one raw. And y'all got to have that attitude, guys. I don't care how good a girl looks. Something ain't right. Why can't she do it the right way? Why can't she come with you with some legit stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. A lot of people try to play it off as whatever, but you'll find out shortly. Now, again, if y'all want to call in, we're about to wrap it up in a few minutes. The number is 646-716-7911. I know this is a rough start show. I didn't send out the announcements early ahead. Me and Mr. LeVon had came up with a plan. What we're basically going to do is start doing all the information and paperwork for a month after one of these shows. Like, we're about to do it after this show. We're about to go to Black Talk Radio and network with them and put our calendar on there. And also, we're going to set up the next week's show on on Facebook, so everyone can go ahead and let people know. Now, next week's show, I don't know if I don't have it with me, Mr. LeVon. Do you happen to have that with you on the screen there as of next week's show?
Oh, next week's show, sure. I can pull it up in a second. Let's see here.
Yeah, because we're going to go ahead and get everything ahead of time. We might start recording some of these shows because, as you see, that the signal's still kind of choppy. And like Mr. LeVon said, it's not us. It's got to be them on the end. We're even considering going to another site to really give you a clear clarity of our stuff about what we're talking about. Because a lot of people need the truth.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay.
Now it's trying to be a little funny. Hold on. Let me see upcoming segments. That's Blog Talk for you, folks.
Yep.
Let's see. All right, well, the next show that we're trying to do is Women That Make Bad Decisions When Choosing a Man.
Okay, I want y'all to pay attention to that show next week, because a lot of women are making bad decisions. I've talked to women who talk about a man stuck a gun up behind her back, and she thought this was the one, but he kept getting all this money, me next week's show. We got more material for that, but I do want y'all to consider that. What you could do is go talk to the local clinic in your city or the clinic on your campus and ask them, do they happen to have like free classes at A&T? They do it all the time because it's HBCU. They always offer those types of classes, sexual awareness week. They talk about, I went to one of those classes where they had it for a week. They have for a semester, they had it for a week. I think they need to have it for a semester as an elective, a mandatory elective for all incoming freshmen coming in, because they make you take those math classes that you might not even mess with math again. So why, and you understand this, Mr. LeVon, you in college now, they make you take something that you don't have no plan on using after the class is over. Why don't they put something in there, like I said, that you're going to need for the rest of your life, as such as sexual orientation?
I know. I mean, they're just really apprehensive about that shit, man. Because, like I said, when it comes to a lot of my classes I'm taking here, it's so much sexuality going on. People need to be aware of this shit. They want to preach the abstinence or nothing routine, but people need to know about using condoms and stuff like that. That's just basic fundamental things. It's like, hell, even when you apply it from, let's say, an education standpoint, because you always have your core credits that you have to get where you just take all these basic classes, you know, things like mathematics, science, history, things of that nature. There's always those basic things that you need to know in reference to choosing your degree and whatnot. So when it comes to that, we should look at it the same way when it comes to sex. People need to know about those things. Sure, if you're going to be abstinent, that's good. If you want to preach abstinence, that's good. But they need to know about sexually transmitted diseases. They need to learn about contraception. They need to learn about better lifestyles, ways of handling themselves and their sexuality as individuals. They need to be able to be responsible so that way when a burden comes, we won't be able to be blamed for the absence of knowledge, because that's very important in society. A lot of people are making foolish mistakes because they don't have that understanding. People going over to Africa teaching abstinence only to the people and whatnot, they're not giving them condoms, they're not teaching them about any of that stuff. And it's a shame. It's a shame. It's leading to failure instantly.
Yeah, that's right. That's true right there. But like I say to you folks, they have it at A&T's campus where they teach this. They get the people from the Sebastian Medical Center, and they come out there and they talk to people about it. It don't have to just be on A&T campus. It could be on UNCG. It could be anywhere that you're listening to this show at right now as we speak. That y'all need to tell these people, look, I think we need to have a class. If you can't get a class for it, at least get a week of it and get your friends and encourage your friends to go to it. Man, that's the best thing you can give to a friend. That's better than money, a piece of information, a piece of knowledge to let them know, look, man, if that dude come at you greasy, you need to come back and say, look, no glove, no love. And, you know, hey, man, dog, watch out for that girl right there, because you never know. If she gets around, you don't want to be the one that gets knocked off because she's got some, because you do have crazy-ass people, especially in the state of North Carolina, who have walked around with HIV, with AIDS, and deliberately had unprotected sex with people because they wanted to kill many as people they want to. So it's no joke. But other than that, this is our show. I'm going to go ahead and get Mr. LeVon to play some more of that Tupac right there. Where do we go from here? We'll see y'all later. I hope that y'all tune in tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. or 8:30 p.m. for another edition, a brand-new season of Calling Men. We'll talk about politics and the media influences that they place on people around Election 08 and in general. But other than that, I'll see y'all later. See you next week. Women, they better make the right decisions. If not, tune in next week for that show. Other than that, peace out.
Hold on, man. How do I put this shit on again?
Click on the play button. On the
play button. All right. Hold on, man. This thing's getting ghetto again. You know how it works.
Yup.
Oh, shit.
We could play that, what's it called? Dance song or whatever. It's one of the songs say dance.
Oh, hold on. I found it. Hold on. I'm just waiting for it to work right now. shit. Where do we go from here? I can't find this shit up here, man.
Don't worry, folks. We got some music right here. I'm about to pump it up for you. I don't want y'all to listen to that shit.
We got stacks like the international house. Pancakes, man, snakes, motion and bed. Watch his hand shake the best body. Stomach filled with blood body. Harley Moon, chicken and steak sex. A ride bomb, use the purple girl. Living well, ladies. Watch the comb spend gorilla grill. Check out the $1 million lady. GS Spin, take it with all the wins. Baby girl, fly and let the legs curve, nigga. What's your name? Lex, last name, Diamond. Icy earring shining. What's your occupation? Crazy rhyming. You the queen killer, so I'ma feel you like eggs on. What my Joe is like hugs on. You see me posted at the guard park. Sweat tripping on my fly shit. Rolling with some niggas robbing. $1,000 links on. Just shorty got money instead.
Every time I go